It's an hour a day in history on this March the 6th. This is known as the European Day of Righteousness, declared by the European Parliament to recognize all those who stood up in the face of fascism and oppression at the risk of their own lives. On this day in history, the infamous Missouri Compromise was signed in 1820 by President James Monroe that allowed Missouri to be a slave state, Union of a free state, the northern part of Louisiana a slave state, but in the midst of all that, the ability to catch slaves and bring them back wherever they were. On this day in 1836 was the Battle of the Alamo, or the end of the Battle of the Alamo, where the Mexicans' army defeated the Texas rebels. And I have to remind everybody, when we're talking about the Texas Revolution and the Alamo, that is a great cry of righteousness for America. Remember, that revolution had to do with keeping slaves. The Mexicans wanted them free. The Americans wanted them kept. And speaking of a dreadful decision, on this day is the anniversary of the Dred Scott decision in 1857 that allowed for the taking of slaves to be repatriated back to their masters in 1857. On this day, if you have a headache, remember on this day, aspirin was registered at the patent office in 1899, coming from the bark of a willow tree. And one of my favorite paintings, maybe people don't like this, but I loved it, Norman Rockwell's painting of the Four Freedoms, and the freedom from want was added on the Saturday Evening Post on the cover on this day in 1943. On this day in 1957, Ghana became the first country to gain independence from Britain, the first black African nation to gain independence from Great Britain. On this day in 1964, Elijah Muhammad dubbed Cassius Clay the name Muhammad Ali. And the famous Zapruder film, the one that showed the assassination of John F. Kennedy, is shown for the first time on a national TV audience by Robert Grodin and Dick Gregory on this day in 1975. And those of a certain age will remember Walter Cronkite, who was the voice of journalism for many years, left TV on this day in 1981. On this day in 1475, the great sculptor and painter Michelangelo was born. Cyrano de Bergerac on this day in 1619, the great French playwright. Abbott Costello, Lou Costello, born on this day in 1906 and left us in 1959. One of the leaders of SNCC and the founders of SNCC, who later became mayor of Washington, D.C., and still sits as a city councilman, Marion Barry, was born on this day in 1936. Funny man Rob Reiner, born on this day in 1947. And the Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal, 1972. We lost on this day the great pioneering woman writer, Louisa May Alcott, in 1988. The patriotic composer, John Souza, died on this day in 1932, as did Oliver Wendell Holmes, a very famous Supreme Court justice. And one of my favorite painters, Georgia O'Keeffe, died on this day in 1986, as did Michael Manley in 1997, the Jamaican prime minister, who was this flamboyant labor leader who became the leader of Jamaica. And that is this day, March the 6th. To check out everything we might have left out, because we couldn't get it all in, check this day in history and more facts about some of the things we talked about, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org, and it's all right there.